partnerships. I talked about partnerships. Now I want to drill one step into this whole partnership thing. There are different types of partnerships. You can have a long-term or you can have a short-term strategic partnership. You can have a strategic partner purely on the basis of the skills that they have. I mean, I remember in 2008 when I was approached by a big media company up in Joburg, and I'm based in Cape Town. These guys approached me and said, Sia, we would like to work with you in this way and the other way. This is who we are. This is what we can do for you, blah, blah. To me, it was a no-brainer. These guys were not my competitors. They were in the same industry. They were still earning revenue through advertising, just like me. But they were not a competitor to me. If anything, they would complement what I already do, not only on the basis of advertising, but on the basis of the fact that they are big. They've got access to people I don't have access to. They've got access to resources that I don't have. That would make a difference in my small business. So I came on board as this small partner, standing on the shoulders of giants, and it proved to be a very, very mutual relationship, you know. And you could even sell a stake in your own business to a bigger player, you know, with a buyout option, you know. That is the exit that I mentioned earlier. You could sell a stake in your business to some other bigger company just so that they help you, you know, gain a bit of traction. They help you grow your business. And at some point you say, guys, I would like to buy the company back. Can we sign up? Can we sign this buyout option right now? So you know that your future is predictable, blah, blah, all of that stuff. You know, these are just some of the most basic ideas that I know have built giant corporations around the world.